Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. What's up, beautiful ladies? Welcome to another episode of the Diamonds and Pearls podcast. Today, I am going to be bringing to you a training that I did on the chakras. It's an embodiment class that I taught called Chakra Activate. And basically, what I was doing was teaching my clients how to really use embodiment practices to really activate and turn on your chakras. So it was a really awesome two-day class that I taught, and I'm actually going to be offering it as a class for you to actually take yourself. But I wanted to give you a little sneak peek of a part of the class. So this part that I'm going to be sharing with you is about intention setting. And I really think that this is such a powerful part of this training I did, because intentions are everything, you guys. When we set intentions, it gives us like purpose, right? And it gives us power. So whether your intentions are good or bad, right, it really has such a huge part of how we're showing up, how we're making an impact, and what it is that we're trying to manifest or call in. With energy work especially, you know, we can really activate these chakras with intention, speaking, you know, with our words and imagery as well, looking, you know, creating visualizations, and through body language, we're able to really shift our energy and activate and move through our body, our energetic body, and shift, right? What it is that we're wanting to shift. So I also talked about the root chakra and finding safety within yourself, and how we can really start to create that for ourselves, especially, you know, when we're working with clients or working with other, especially holding space for ourselves, right? We need to find safety within ourselves first so that we can start showing up for our clients as well. So this is really important and powerful stuff, you guys, if we really grasp it and start embodying it and practicing it daily. I've been talking a lot about safety because I just feel like it's such an important part of stepping forward into your purpose and taking action and in a grounded space, right? So if this is something you're wanting to do more work around, please feel free to reach out to me. And you know, this is something I could hold space for you, and we can work through together. A couple announcements before we get started. I am offering my Reiki Level 1 and 2 course called Infuse with Love for the month of August. So the two dates are August 18th and August 25th, from 5:30 to 7:30 Pacific time. So if you're wanting to learn how to get attuned in, if you're wanting to get attuned in Reiki, you will be attuned in Usui Level 1 and 2. You'll be able to do Reiki for yourself, as well as send Reiki remotely. So if you have clients or family members you're wanting to send it to, it will teach you how to infuse it into your business, into your life. If you're wanting to just start with doing one-on-one sessions with me to learn about Reiki and practice it and experience it yourself, I do have a special that I'm starting for this this month. I started it. It's a 30-minute remote session where I will record and send you the Reiki, and you can just listen to music whenever it is convenient for you. Energy knows it's not bound by space or time. So when I send this Reiki, you will receive it, you know, the moment that you, you know, would listen to the audio recording. And then also what I do is give you an overflow reading. So an overflow reading is where I will pull some cards for you, any messages coming through from your guides, what I was kind of sensing in your session as I was doing the energy work for you. And yeah, and then that's the 30-minute session I have. So they're beautiful sessions. They're just as powerful as in-person. You guys, Reiki is a very subtle but very high frequency energy, so you will get exactly what it is you need. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. And I do have some other things going on, like my summer mentoring and Reiki with hypnosis. So if you're wanting to learn more, just go to my website, jessicashugart.com, and you can go to services and you can see all the information there. So, all right, beautiful ladies, I hope you enjoy this episode. I do a little embodiment exercise towards the end. So if you want to, like, if you're driving, you want to go back and just try it, it's a really great way to practice doing this safety within yourself. So, all right, ladies, have an amazing day and hope you enjoy this episode. Add this in here is because our intentions are everything when it comes to doing energy work and with anything, you know, as a leader, coach, mentor. We on NLP, just to give you a little background, is we talk about the neurons, like the thoughts that we have up here. And the linguistic part is the language and the communication that we use to store and experience and give it meaning. So this is the powerful thing, to give it meaning. So everything, all the experiences that we have in life, right? We create these meanings to them. We create these stories to them. So, right? So when we have these limiting beliefs, these are stories and experiences and traumas that we've created for ourselves, right? So we have that power to switch this, right? We have the power to recreate these stories and reprogram these beliefs, right? But this is what the programming part of NLP is, that we discover and use the patterns and strategies to achieve our goals. So this goes with why we do the mindset work, why we take the time to really create these affirmations or these new beliefs that we want so that we can reach the goals that we want in our life, right? So I wanted to touch into this. For me, I think it's my teacher mind, is that I always have to have a background about the whole thing before I get the whole picture, right? So it gives me more meaning as to why I'm doing the practices I'm doing and how it has an effect on myself and the other people around me. So when we set intentions, we can use our intentions through visualization, through images, through pictures, and imagination, right? And this is why we do those visualizations, right? This is why when we meditate, we create these pictures, because this is how our subconscious mind thinks. It's through pictures, images. This is how it creates the stories that we have going on in our life, okay? So we are powerful. So we can, with just an intention, when we do our energy work, we can really shift our energy. We can shift our state. We can shift how we're feeling, okay? With just an intention. And I feel this is really important when it comes with anything that we do, when it comes to energy work, or not even just energy work, when we're setting intentions for the day, right? I will give you an example. Like sometimes when I'm making my coffee in the morning, I'm going to stop this so I could see you. Sometimes I'll set an intention that as I'm pouring my coffee into the cup, that, you know, my intention is to fill my cup and my spirit with like love today. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm just setting that intention for as I'm doing this. Right. So when we're activating our chakras, we can do the same thing. Okay. We can activate the root chakra where our safety is felt. So we're going to talk about using colors, using thoughts, to really ground ourselves with each of the chakras that we're talking about. So when you're setting that intention, it's always, that's the most important thing. So just remember that it's always about, your intentions, and they're really powerful. Okay, so let me go to any questions so far,
because I'm this is great.
Rambling.
No, you're not.
Okay, so day one, we're talking about earth elements. So this is kind of just a brief overview of all this. I mean, there's so much, Priya, that we could really go into the chakra system. I'm like obsessed. Like, it's really powerful. And
I go into this a little bit deeper with my clients with Reiki. Because it's really powerful to know how to do this work as well with activating your chakras with Reiki. So I do go into this a little bit more, but this is like a brief overview of everything. But so when we talk about the earth elements, right, those are, we've got earth, wind, fire, right? These are all the things that we are connected to here, right? So when we're thinking about our chakras, we can always implement the feeling, the sense of water, right? So we're talking about the throat chakra, which is blue, right? So when you're wanting to just clear this chakra, you could always imagine that white water coming through, really just washing through your chakra, right? And just kind of clearing that space, connecting to that, that feeling, that thought, right, is part of your intention, right, of you clearing and activating the throat chakra. So you can really use it with any of the earth elements. And each chakra has a specific earth element that it's associated with. And I'm going to go into that a little bit. So 93% of our communication is tone and energy. I think I just added that because I wanted you to understand how powerful our energy is. And our body language is, okay, this is NLP stuff right there. where we're talking about body language. So when you think about, we're going to talk about the root chakra. When you think about the root chakra, right, have you ever seen the superwoman pose? Okay, so when you were standing in that pose, we're going to do it in a minute. how do you feel? Okay, and I want you to really think about this. And the thing is, you guys, like the root chakra there, I feel like this is one of the hardest areas for a lot of people to feel and to feel supported and safe, okay? Because of trauma, because of all the different experiences that we have, we don't feel safe. We don't feel, we have a lot of fear. We have a lot of insecurities, okay? The developmental stage of the root chakra is from womb to 12 months. Okay. So from that age is where we start to create the safety, right? So we don't know often sometimes what happens from the womb until 12 months. And we start creating these stories, this feeling of safety, right? This is why we have that mother wound here. So it's like, where can I, how can I give myself that nurturing love that I need that I didn't get from my mother or from my parents or from other people, right? So creating that safety within yourself, okay? So we start at the base of the spine, okay, when it comes to the root chakra. And it's really about the masculine support and the feminine nurturing. So we're feeling that safety within our bodies, right? We're feeling supported. So when you're not feeling that, this is what I like to do is like play with that nurturing energy. Like I just said, what is it that I need to give myself today that will nourish myself, that will make me feel good? What would be a motherly thing for myself, right? And creating safety in the physical world is part of the root chakra. We have our survival patterns that are created here. And the color that's associated is red. Okay. So the energy that is stored is fear. And the root chakra actually mirrors the crown chakra. So we have a lot of chakras that mirror each other, which is really interesting. Let's see here. Okay. So the three things that we want to heal in the root chakra are solidity. Like feeling that solid support.
Solidity.
Is that a word? Yeah. Solidity.
I think maybe, but I get it. I'm understanding.
And safety and security. Okay. So those are the three things that we want to heal in the root chakra. And then, so we're going to practice a couple modalities of the root chakra to help us to find grounding. Now, do you find for yourself, Priya, that this is something that comes easy for you? Like as far as, because you're doing a lot of yoga work and.
I think it does. Most recently, yes, I would say. It's coming a little bit easier, but obviously I don't think that it, I think we're ever, people are at in their day or in their time or in their life or their situation or circumstance at that time, it can be a little harder. I think too, also, like for this specifically, you mentioned safety and security. I think this could probably, correct me if I'm wrong, probably really tap into potential trauma. And so I could see where this could be a little harder at certain times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think this is why we do mirror work, and mm-hmm. inner child work with the root chakra. It's really powerful. Have you ever done either?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm excited.
Yeah. This is stuff I, do with my clients. So doing the inner child work, it's important. I just want to make a note that when we're doing any of this work, that we're really compassionate with ourselves and very patient, okay? Because it's an ever evolving process of healing, right? Like I've been on the spiritual journey. My awakening was probably like 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And to this day, I'm still doing inner child work and stuff comes up that I didn't even know was there, you know? And it's just part of this like unfolding of you being open. I mean, it's not all horrible stuff, but like there's beautiful experiences that happen too. You know, it's just you being aware of what's coming up for you. Cause it could be different, you know, in every season of your life, you know, like for me, you have that security of me just losing my job, you know, with my work. So that's a big part of that safety, right? So it's like, where do I need to find that support for myself, you know, in this space, right? So just being aware and being kind to yourself in this process. So, okay. So I want to teach you, this is the fun part. So when we do the embodiment stuff, okay. So we're not really going to do much of the mirror work today, but or the inner child work. But what I want you to do is we're going to practice just bringing awareness to your body, any sensations that you're feeling. And I'm going to play some music and we're going to practice that like superwoman pose. Okay. And we're going to practice just really feeling into your feet and your grounding and how you feel. And now with the embodiment practices, you can just take this anytime in the day, you know, like if you're feeling just like stressed and like fears coming up and you're like, whatever it is that you need, just doing this energy practice for like a minute or 2 minutes could really shift how you're feeling. Okay. So like if you're going to go speak or if you're going to do something in front of people, you know, that fear, that energy fear is stored in our root chakra. So just finding that grounding for yourself, going outside in the grass, and just really feeling supported. Okay. How's that sound so far?
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's go.
All right.
I'm ready for this.
So let's do, I'm going to put my embodiment playlist here. Okay, here it is. All right, so I'm gonna we're gonna do this for like, this song is 2 minutes long. Hold on, let me see, I think I might do this one. Yeah, let's do this one. I'm just going to play it for 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then it's 2222 right now as we're speaking. Angel numbers. Okay.
Are those your angel numbers?
I see lots of angel numbers.
Yeah, I do too. I actually see 226 all the time.
Do you? Oh, that's awesome.
26 or 226. That's why the full moon being on the 26th was like super extra for me.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. I love that. So cool. Okay. So we're going to, for 3 minutes, we're going to stand and we're going to just feel into this energy of being supported, being held, like whatever that feels like for you, and just standing in that. Okay. And just being in that energy. We're going to just stand. Okay. So I'm going to stand too. So we can do it together. So you can just like, you know, put your feet on the ground, close your eyes if you want to, but you can put your hands on your hips. relax your body and just imagine yourself like feeling super supported, super held. And just really amp it up. Like, how does it feel for you when you're supported, you're being held? You have that solid energy, like you're unstoppable. Like, you just feel amazing. Your shoulders, you know, like your head up a little bit, maybe just keep your back open, your heart chakra open. Also keep walking, like start walking around, just using your feet and just really tuning into how your body's feeling when your feet are on the ground. Stop that. And you can come back when you're ready. How did that feel?
That was actually really nice. You don't really ever have that. You don't ever really take that time to just like stand in place. But I just kept telling myself, I don't know what, just something came to my mind. And the only phrase that kept coming to my mind was like, you got this. You got this.
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful. Beautiful. And it's like we're standing in our power, right? We're standing in where we are. And that's a beautiful way to really connect with your higher self too. You know, how is she showing up today, right? How is she taking up space? Hey girls, if you can do me a favor and just stop what you're doing, screenshot this episode and share it with a friend. This helps me out so much, you guys, to grow my platform, get the message out, and help other women that you think would really enjoy this. Also, if you haven't had a chance to rate my podcast, you can head over to iTunes. It takes a couple seconds just to quickly leave me a review. A 5-star review would be amazing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my messages, to listen to this podcast, and really just spend time with me. It means the world to me. So just really, you know, implementing this as a practice is a beautiful way to really start activating that root chakra with that intention, right? That I'm gonna allow myself to feel safe, supported, and held, like right here, like where I am. Okay, so let's dive into a little bit into the sacral. Do you have any questions on the root? I mean, there's a lot that I can go into, but We think of red, you know, maybe if you're wanting to just that extra grounding, you can always wear something red. You could be around red things to just kind of be in that energy. Just there's a lot of things you can do to kind of tap into that. But like I said, it's like you can always connect in your mind. You know, as I'm standing here, I'm, you know, really activating this root chakra, you know, I'm safe, I'm supported, and I'm held. I also like to tie a lot of affirmations when I'm standing or doing these embodiment practices. I'm going to give you guys a little cheat sheet on some of those affirmations that I use. Okay, so the sacral chakra is our lower abdomen. Now, this is a fun one. This is probably one of my favorite chakras to work with. For me, I don't know if you're into human design, but I'm a generator. So this is my area where it's when I really sense my power, when the sacral is activated for me. So we have our feminine energy here. This is where we are into our sensual, creative energy, right? So how can we tap into that space, right? Where she is turned on and she's playful and she's connected with her body, right? So this area also can be a really tender area because we have a lot of girls that have experienced traumas, you know, sexual traumas, and just feeling insecure and not enough, like with their body image. So just be gentle, you know, when working with this space here, because we've got a religious shame that comes up a lot and children just not being shamed for like exploring or addictions and stuff like that come up with with that area. So the energy stored in the sacral is guilt. Okay. So when we have a lot of guilt, it could be in that space. Okay. The developmental stage that this starts to, we start to create these beliefs is from 6 months to 2 years old. And this is where we can start creating our identity around our sexuality, around who we are, how we're going to show up. So with the sacral, we want to be able to be free to express ourselves, right? And what this could be something when we have a lot of trauma with growing up and our upbringing is that we're told like, you can't do this or you can't be who you want to be, right? So we've got that, like those beliefs that we can't express ourselves freely or we can't be who we want to be. The sacral also connects to our emotions. So when we're, that area is not activated, we don't allow ourselves to feel things. We can block that flow of that energy there. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now just a reminder that the chakras, right? I didn't even read that page, but the chakras are, we have our seven, they're called wheels. Okay. They're the energy wheels. And so they're basically spiraling. Okay. These wheels are spiraling as they move. Okay. When they're not in alignment, we have that block of the energy of the chakras, right? So the flow from going upward to the divine and also our flow going down to Mother Earth. So we want to have that, we want to have that flow going up and down, right? So that way we can be a pure channel and we can be a pure vessel and we can be our highest expression, just more vitality, more energy, just being in ourself, right? Because we have all the beliefs, all the stories, all the energy that we've maybe taken on from other people, other experiences, and we're allowing ourselves to heal these chakras and clear the energy so that we can be ourself, right? And it's really a process of undoing, almost like just clearing. It's clearing that energy, clearing what's not serving us, and then activating it. So when we have those beliefs that are not serving us, right? We also have the empowering beliefs, like I am strong, right? Like I'm powerful, right? So we're turning those feelings that aren't so great and then allowing ourselves to shift into